Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
94, WIP. All right, Joe Judge, who is a Bill Belichick clone, and Belichick has never turned out a good head coach in the NFL. Never. Never. There's not any one of his assistant coaches that ever had any real success in the NFL. None. And Joe Judge will be another in a long line of failures. But last year, at the end of the season, he whined like a little baby. Little baby, because the Eagles didn't win the last game. You know, people forgot, when Doug Peterson changed quarterbacks, I think they were down 20-7. And Jalen Hurts had 72 yards in three quarters. And he wanted to do a solid to Nate Sudfeld. And he had planned to play Nate Sudfeld anyway, but he should have put him in at the half. So it's not like Jalen Hurts was doing anything. Joe, let me play a Joe Judge last year whining after the season. You know, people complain that the Eagles tanked the game. I don't know if they tanked the game. You know, players go out there and they want to win, and Jalen Hurts wasn't getting it done. And whether he put in Nate Sudfeld or not, obviously he's not as good as Jalen Hurts, but whatever. It's like, so what? That helped get him Devontae Smith, too. So let's not forget that. Let's not forget that part of it. But here, Joe Judge, after the season last year, whining about the Eagles not winning that game.
To disrespect the effort that everyone put forward to make this season a success for the National Football League, to disrespect the game by going out there and not competing for 60 minutes and doing everything you can to help those players win, we will never do that as long as I'm the head coach of the New York Giants.
Let me just make Joe Judge aware. You can do what you want. Your team sucks. You suck as a head coach. Suck. You are a dope and an idiot as a head coach. And to make that comment, you won six games last year, big guy. You won six games. And you're bitching about them not winning a game. Hurts last year was 7-for-20 for 72 yards, one interception. It's just... I mean, it's a joke. What's the two rushing TDs?
He had two rushing
TDs. Two rushing TDs so far in that whole, the four games that he played. Because he couldn't have, because they were down, weren't they down 20-7 when he left the game? And then he missed a pass. Whatever it was, Joe Judge to complain, when you had six wins, and if the Eagles had won the game, the Giants would have won the division. Can you imagine how embarrassing that would have been for the NFL? Now, that's an embarrassment to the NFL, to have a team win the division with six wins. Joe Judge should just shut the bleep up. Jerry, you're on WIP.
Joe Judge, he should have been the weasel of the week. First he says it was his fault. Then he blamed he threw all his coaches under the rug. Then he fired a coach. Then he said Garrett was good. He did good for us. I mean,
can Joe Judge spell fraud?
Hey, the only thing I'm worried about this Sunday is, Jones running like crazy against us. We need to put a spy on him. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
Who's we? Are you a Giants fan?
No, the Eagles. I mean, we need to keep him from running all over the field.
Oh, Daniel Jones. I thought you said Jalen Hurts. Okay.
Oh, no, Jones, no.
They know because they've been run. Well, actually, Nick Sirianni wasn't here when Daniel Jones has run on him. I think Jonathan Gannon knows what he's doing, even though people wanted to fire him, too. They wanted to fire everybody. It was just they were fire happy in this town. Between the people on WIP and the callers that called up, they were fire happy. And now all of a sudden, oh, it's all good. Yeah, well, if he would have been better earlier, they would have been better. No, he did. They grew as a team. The coach grew. He's the second. I gave the rundown of my coaches in the division. I think Ron Rivera is the best coach. Nick Sirianni is the second best coach. Mike McCarthy and Joe Judge are fighting for last. Both dopes. Both. Mike McCarthy might be, I tell you, there's some frauds in coaching who have conned people. Man, can you imagine how Mike McCarthy might not be a head coach now if he didn't have Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback? Even Aaron Rodgers didn't like him at the end. He won one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. One.
Yeah, the only team I'm afraid of is the Redskins for the next five or six games. That's the one I think we're going to have the most problems with.
I think the Redskins are going to be tough. I agree with you. The Redskins are going to be tough. And that's right after the bye, too. So not that that's good or bad. Usually after a bye, a team's physically in better shape. But I think that's because the Redskins are starting to play better. Now, you still have Taylor Heineke, and he's not obviously not a great quarterback. But their defense can't be as bad as it has been most of the season. I know they lost Chase Young. I get all that. But so you think the Eagles are a winner tomorrow, obviously.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just worried about Jones running all, you know, he's running 40 yards.
What do you think the Eagles' record will be the rest of the year?
I think they'll win. They'll be 4-2 the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, I think that's a good number. All right, Jerry, and who's your
player? Worst player?
Yep.
Well, there's a million worst players, and I'm thinking,
just one.
How about one guy that was on a championship team in 2008? We won the championship for the Phillies, but he shouldn't have even gotten a ring. It's Adam Eaton. He was 4-8 on the championship team with almost a 6 ERA.
Yeah.
I mean, they shouldn't even give him a ring. It was, you know, there's bad relievers, but when you're on a championship team.
Yeah, that was a good one. All right, Jerry, thanks for the call. You know, this week at the team meeting, Nick Sirianni, he played a soundbite from Nick Saban. He's trying to get his team not to listen, especially when the holidays and family comes in, to listen to how good they are. You know, because you can get trapped into that. So he played a soundbite from Nick Saban about not listening to rat poison. He calls that, Nick Saban calls the stuff from the media rat poison. Well, of course, if Nick Saban says it, then it must be right. Rick, can you imagine that? Well, I mean, the emphasis is don't listen to the people telling you how good you are. Because as soon as you start thinking that, then you're gonna fall back. And that is not a good thing. All right. Let me go back to the phones. And, Jim, you're on WIP.
What's up, Howard?
You tell me.
Same old stuff, different day, man.
All right, so what's up?
You got to stop saying things off the top of your head, Howard. I want to start fact-checking you. You can go into a hospital if you have COVID for surgery.
Yeah, but not elective surgery.
Yeah,
not elective. No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
There's no way they're going to let a player go in for a meniscus. I'm not even going to debate this. You're not a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
But for serious
surgery, not elective surgery.
Not for a hangnail that you have on your toe.
Well, you know, a meniscus is a hangnail. All right.
Yeah, whatever. All right. How about you? What's the name? Your scenario that Maury is a bad guy, or might be a bad general manager because Hinkie worked under him. And how does that work out? Because people that you worked under you turning to bums, then that you're responsible for that.
Well,
let me say Hinkie
learned from Daryl Morey.
He learned to lose on purpose from Daryl Morey. Everybody didn't know that. That's the way it works. Was that some genius move? Every other freaking what's the name out there? I'm a general manager didn't know the way to get
Jim, you just want to be a contrarian, but that's all right.
contrarian. You're trying to tell me a guy who's a quality guy.
What has Daryl Morey done for this basketball team? What has he done?
He's got players in there that can play right now, hasn't
well,
he?
Well, what has he done? What has
he's
he done to get them closer to a championship?
I just said it. Got the bench a lot better.
Rattle them off for me.
Oh, my God. Do I got to name them to prove I know they're good? I'm watching them. Do you?
Oh, no. Go ahead. Rattle off some
names. My memory is not that. How about the egg? I'll say him.
Who?
How about the kid from Australia? No, right. You're going to hit me for saying the name. I got one last question for you. Does this sound like me hanging
up with you? He's a championship player? Come on now. Stop. He starts because Tobias Harris was hurt. What, did he hang up? I didn't hang up on him. Or did he say
Here's
something?
Your line.
What?
Does it sound like me hanging up?
Oh, see, that's why I didn't even pay attention to him. See, he was stuck because he couldn't name players. I was waiting for him to say, well, he drafted Maxey. No, he didn't draft Maxey. Elton Brand drafted Maxey. All right? So he didn't draft Maxey. He was stuck. Jim, you were stuck. And you were clueless. All right? How's that work out for you? You were clueless. It's dopes. Some of these people are just out and out dopes. All right. This day, but it wasn't Thanksgiving. November 27th, 2014, Dan? 24, okay. 2014. Mark Sanchez, on Thanksgiving Day, beat the Cowboys. That shows you the history of how the Cowboys just love to lose. And that game was in Dallas. That was in Dallas. Mark Sanchez. All right, let's just give you a little taste of that game. Two names from the past. Sanchez and Jordan Matthews. Go for it.
Sanchez out to his left, throws across the field. He's got Matthews for the touchdown. And Mark Sanchez and this Philadelphia offense putting on a clinic here in the first quarter in Arlington, Texas.
Everybody puts on a clinic against the Cowboys. At one time or another, they are a franchise that is doomed to never win a championship as long as Jerry Jones has anything to say about it. Never win a Super Bowl with Jerry Jones around as the commander-in-chief of that football team. There's some other highlights that we're going to take care of. When we come back after a short break. But, all right, so the question of the day, the worst season by a professional player, the four major sports, in the last 25 years. Last week we did the best. This week we're going to do the worst. Two prizes today. The $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Check them out at DeBruno.com. For catered meals, for just flat out great food. Just great food. It's DeBruno Brothers. They are really, very attentive. Very attention to detail. Another place with attention to detail and a great place. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Three locations there. Gift cards, I believe this weekend, Black Friday weekend, are on sale. Great for the holidays. And Joseph Anthony would be the place to get those. It's a special gift for the lady in your life or the couple of ladies in your life. It could be one, it could be two. Some guys are lucky, they might have three. Whatever. You can get them gift certificates. All right. 215-592-9494. Come back with another sensational play from a big Eagles-Giants game. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, where everything is always great. WIP Sports Time is now 8:56, and everyone knows DeBruno Brothers is the place to get all of your special holiday cheese and charcuterie, and they have so much of the good stuff. How about great stuff? But they also have an incredible selection of gifts. That's really important this time of the year. You can find something for everyone on your list. DeBruno Brothers also caters. I've talked about that. 2 years in a row, I've got their Thanksgiving catering. It is really, really good, sensational presentation. Everything's great about it. So if you're looking to save some time and have all the food taken care of, for your holiday get-togethers. Still another big one coming up. Contact their amazing catering team. And don't forget, DeBruno Brothers ships gifts nationwide. They have the coolest things for the foodie in your life. They have hundreds of options, like their Abbondanza gift box, their Italian Market gift crate, and their South Philly hoagie kit. If you haven't already visited their newest location in Wayne, missing out. Great store. They're all great place, but Wayne is special. And the time is definitely now. It's a culinary adventure with gourmet specialty foods from around the world. Everything you need for hosting and entertaining and gifts for everyone on your list. That's DeBruno.com to check it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.